Coming up on today's show.
At one point, is Jesus Christ's name in vain? And I pointed my golf club at him. And I just said, Jesus Christ, the only name by which a man can be saved.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can sign up there for free for the weekly e-newsletter that gets sent out each Monday. You will see the box approximately halfway down the homepage with a header that says newsletter. And you just put in your email address and your name, check the opt-in box, and then hit the blue subscribe button. Although do check your email then, though, as I'm pretty sure it sends you an email to confirm having signed up. At the top of the website, and actually even through links in the newsletter, you can link over to social media for this show, meaning Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, so that you can engage with me and the show that way. I do hope you have joined or will join the Catholic Sports Radio community, which is the Facebook group, consisting of listeners of the show and some past guests. That is free to join, and you can also find a link for that as well on catholicsportsradio.net. And of course, social media as well as the website all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now onto my ministry moment for this episode. So many people feel called to coach in youth sports, or to be a referee or an umpire, and that provides such a valuable service to student athletes. Sometimes, however, since the evil one sees the joy and the fellowship that can come from that environment, there is a temptation to try to pull men and women away from being in service to boys and girls. As a result, there are times when people in these positions might consider walking away. It's not unlike being lured away in our walk with Christ and feeling there is a different route we would like to try going down. I feel like it has become a recurring theme in a lot of my ministry moments, but we must resist these temptations. In fact, in the Old Testament, we read in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 32 and 33, quote, "Be careful, therefore, to do as the Lord your God has commanded you, not turning aside to the right or to the left, but following exactly the way that the Lord your God commanded, that you may live and prosper and may have long life in the land which you are to possess." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest returns after having first been on this show way back in October of 2019. He is a TV and radio host, author, speaker, and world surfing champion. He operates Deep Adventure Ministries, and his new book, his third book, is called 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Welcome back to Catholic Sports Radio, Bear Wozniak.
Aloha, Bruce. What you do is so good, and there's no one else that does it like you do, and it's so essential, so important. Glad to be on your show.
Man, thank you, Bear. That just means the world to me. I'm getting chills. It's so nice to hear that. I don't do it for the applause and for what you just did, but thank you. That really means a lot. And folks, if you want to know some of Bear's backstory that we won't be discussing on this episode, do please go way back and listen to episode 38 from 4 years ago when he was first on the show. Bear, today you are calling me from the Virgin Islands. For openers, is that the U.S. or the British Virgin Islands? And more importantly, is it a vacation? Is it an adventure, something of a sporting nature? Or maybe is it a ministry-related trip?
Before I answer that, I just want to tell you, your opening segment is so important about being coaches. I think it's probably the number one thing people can do, especially men can do, to have an impact outside of being great fathers and great husbands. It's speaking to men now. I know we need our women to also, but there's such a great lack of men. So many young boys don't have a strong moral model in their lives. Four out of five men in prison didn't have dads. That's basically why they're in prison. There's a lack of a man in their life. So when I go out and I speak, I tell the men, you know, teach confirmation classes, be young adult leaders, and coach. Coach. You know, it's the most important. I just think it's incredibly vital and important work. If you just coach, you don't have to even tell them about Jesus. They'll know you're a Christian, but just your modeling for what the virtues of fortitude, of justice, of self mastery, of prudence, of faith, hope, and love. You know that it couldn't be a greater opportunity than right there to be. So yeah, I strongly encourage people to respond to your call to become coaches. I know my coach probably had of the people in my life, he was probably number two or three in my list that had the most impact on me.
Wow.
When I played football.
Wow. Yeah, and it makes me think of being a little boy in Catholic school and singing that song, "They Will Know We Are Christians by Our Love." So you're right. You don't have to stand up there and tell your student athletes, "I'm a Catholic," and make sure you go, you know, the whole preaching thing. It's preach the gospel, use words if necessary.
Right. Well, in this day and age with coaching, you have to be really good about just exactly how to do that. And I think it's important to use words. I think it is necessary right now. But in that particular environment, it's the leading by example. But to talk story about what we're doing in the British Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful 48-foot Beneteau, which is it's a French boat made in France, but based on the Beneteau comes from the Latin Benedictus. It means blessings. And my wife and I are here. You know, we just wrapped up shooting our Long Ride Home TV series, 4 seasons, 33 episodes, riding motorcycles across the United States. And then I just got my third book written and published, The 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? And we just did 40 episodes of my radio show, and we've had 55 interviews about the new book. So you know what we're doing here? Nothing. We're just going to get on our boat, and we're going to sail away. But we do know that God is up to something. But our first place is just to take a deep breath and say, okay, Lord, we're listening. There's a scripture verse that says those who are led by the Spirit are like the wind. That you don't know where they're going or where they're coming. And so that's what we're going to go out and sail out into the Virgin Islands and maybe over to the French area too, or the USVIs. But and then we're just going to listen. We're going to just be quiet. We're going to get up early in the morning. We're going to ponder and listen. And just like with the boat, you know, you may think you want to go to a certain place, but maybe it's not the right weather or the right wind. So we'll go where the Lord leads us in with our boat and also with our lives. So we think God's up to something. I think we may be doing some special video type things here in the islands while we sail. And, of course, there in Hawaii where we live, something to do with Adventures in Paradise, you know, Cindy and I together, instead of me with a bunch of knuckle-dragger bikers, it'll be Cindy and I together sharing God's love and you know, encouraging people out there.
Okay, however, speaking of video, how are you able to be talking to me? Because I think, don't you host, and folks, Bear and I are recording this in the morning, so I think you host a daily Ocean Sunrise Catechism on YouTube, do you not?
Well, we actually aren't doing that anymore. We have the whole catechism, line by line, and at our YouTube, Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure YouTube site. And usually I'm down on the ocean someplace when I recorded those, but sometimes I'm in Ireland or Rome or somewhere in the footsteps of St. Paul or Israel. But so it's kind of cool. We go to all these different places, but people can go right to the whole catechism day by day. It's about a 10-minute conversation, and kind of the way I do it, you know, it's a little bit different. But it takes you through the beautiful, I love the catechism. I think everyone should read for a few minutes every day and make their way through that catechism. Let the catechism read you, you know. Mm. It's such a great study. Yeah, wow. great study.
Wow. Folks, you heard him mention it. Bear said Long Ride Home. It's a reality show with terrific distribution. Bear, it's been 4 years since you were last on my show. Update us on where things are with that show, because as I mentioned, you have really built this up to where you have tremendous, tremendous distribution for Long Ride Home.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been out. I'm not sure what's happening with the new season, but it's been on the Armed Forces Network. It's on EW10. And right now, people can go to our website, deepadventure.com. If they become Mama Bears or they join our Man Cave and School of Manliness, then they get access to all 33 episodes. We give them the secret YouTube link. You can't view it without that link. Or what's really cool is it all got the fourth season, which was all filmed in Hawaii, is it just populated in Prime Video, so people can watch it on Prime Video. It's a great place to do it on Prime, because then you know, your brother-in-law's there, and you're like, or, you know, someone that you want to influence, oh, watch this show, and it's about motorcycles, and then it's about God, and it's about being Catholic, you know, so we kind of throw a big net.
Outstanding. Bravo. I need to insert the clapping, the applause sound effects here. Prime Video, that's huge. So you just mentioned Hawaii, which, folks, Bear does live in Hawaii. And, of course, our minds go right away to, my gosh, was he affected by the fires? And actually, Bear, it's your dad that you have a story about relative to that horrible event in August.
Yeah, my dad was actually a deacon there in Lahaina at the Maria Lanakila Catholic Church. And with all that tragedy, what's interesting is that everything burnt to the ground except that Catholic church. Even the church school did. Buildings that were made out of metal melted to the ground. You know, it's gone. But Our Lady of Victory Catholic Church, the church itself still stands, and we had Mass there 3 days after the event.
Wow.
And people were saying, oh, that's so beautiful. It's a symbol of hope. And my response is, no, it's not a symbol of hope. The Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ is present in the tabernacle inside that church. It's not a symbol. It's hope himself. God himself was present in there. And I remember I was riding with Archbishop Wensky down in Key West filming Long Ride Home. And we were at the church there. I forget the name of it, down at Key West. And there was a promise that Mary made, as people say, that if the people there would remain faithful and pray, that a hurricane would never strike that spot, that part of Key West again. And 6 weeks later, that huge hurricane that swept through the Keys hit that area. And Archbishop Wensky wrote to me, and he said that that area was protected. And in fact, he said the candles in the outside grotto for Mary never blew out. So we as Christians, we grieve. I mean, my dad probably baptized some of the people that perished, maybe married some of the couples there. My mom and him had passed away long, you know, many, many years ago. But we had a big paddle out. In Hawaii, when there's someone who passes away, we'll have a paddle out. And it happened 2 weeks later. We had the huge Duke Ocean Fest. We had about 1,000 people paddle out on our surfboards, out about a half a mile.
Wow.
And then we all get in a big circle, and then we splash the water up in the air, and we just pray, you know. And so it was good that we had a time to come together and to grieve together. But my friend Archie Kalepa used to be the head lifeguard in Maui. The government can only do so much, but he stood up as a leader, and other leaders gathered to him, and the people themselves took care of each other. You know, the government's there, but it's people loving people. So you saw tremendous response that way, you know. So, but thank you for asking, and continue to pray for our people in Maui.
Yeah, that's nice, though, to hear about people being in community together that way. And I was happy to hit episode 250 of this show last week, but my gosh, that pales in comparison to the Bear Wozniak Adventure, which recently released episode 623. My gosh, congratulations, Bear. For those that did not hear our interview 4 years ago and or are not familiar with your show, explain what it is, where they can watch it, and maybe a notable guest or two that you've had on in the recent past.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the Bear Wozniak Adventure is on EWTN, their radio stations, which means it's probably, I think it's like 6 o'clock Eastern time, but so depending on what time zone you're in, and some stations play it at odd times, but it's also up. If people go to deepadventure.com and they subscribe to our newsletter, we're like you. We send out an email every Saturday morning, and they get the YouTube version, the video version of that show. And of course, it's on all the podcast apps. But you want me to tell you who some of the most notable guests are? I have some names people would recognize. But what I love is getting the boots on the ground, the man or the woman that's just doing the stuff. You know what? I have someone, the next person I reached out to yesterday. He's a football coach. You know, just a small school. Not known in the Catholic arena, you know, necessarily, but he's known to God, and he's known to the demons that he's fighting, I'll tell you that. And so I love those kind of people. I love the people that are doing the stuff. Whatever your station in life is, do the stuff. Fight the good fight. I love that scripture verse in 1 Corinthians 13. be on the alert, make a stand, act like men, and do it all in love. And I love the fact that it says, I just noticed this last week, that it says act like men. It doesn't say act like a man. It says act like men. So it means brotherhood, like brothers challenging and encouraging others. And it's being tough. It's grit and grace. But what's essential is it's not macho type stuff, because it says right there in the next verse, and do all this in love.
Beautiful. And I can totally relate to what you're saying in terms of the guests, as far as, yeah, it's fun for me to tell people that I've interviewed Mark Wahlberg, that I've interviewed Mario Lopez, that I've interviewed Mario Andretti, and, you know, the list goes on, Lou Holtz, but it is the names that people will scroll through CatholicSportsRadio.net and look at and say, I don't know who that is. I'm not familiar with him or her. And those are the people that you're going to relate to a lot faster than those sexy names, because they are the guy next door, the lady across the street, the person that you're going to church with every Sunday.
Yeah.
And they're all walking the same walk and fighting the same fight that we're fighting. And Bear, forgive me, I'm not sure if you were doing this or not when we first spoke back in 2019, but you also have something called the School of Manliness. Tell us first what that entails, because after you do, I'm then going to ask you about your new book, which the audience will hear fits in perfectly with the School of Manliness.
Yeah, the new book's name is 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? The School of Manliness, they can find at deepadventure.com. We have a non-Facebook community of men called the Man Cave, and then along with that, we have the School of Manliness. The Man Cave, we just challenge and encourage each other. It's like Facebook, but it's Christian men challenging and encouraging each other. And one of the things you might be interested in is every Saturday, we check in with each other, and we just talk about the week, and we talk about our spiritual lives, moral lives. We'll talk about kind of what we're up to, and we always talk about fitness. Because when a man joins the men, if one of the first things he realizes is these men, we believe in fitness to witness. If you're not physically fit, you're not going to fulfill your mission. So, but then we have the School of Manliness. It's like the school of the prophets during Obadiah's time, or we like to say the Man Cave is like the Man Cave where David, when he was running from Saul, and all kinds of misfits kind of joined him. And they formed each other, and the Holy Spirit formed in them, and they became the mighty men of valor. So again, going back to that, you can't be a lone wolf and be a strong man. You need brothers to make you sharp and to help you to become strong. But the School of Manliness is so cool because it's about 2.5 years curriculum of videos, of audio, of written content, of self-assessments. And we as men, as a man kid, we go through one of those a month together. So if someone joins in the 18th month, they just join right where we are, maybe talking about what it means to be a dangerous man. And then, but what's cool is the fathers can get a login for their sons. That doesn't give them access to the man cave where we talk story with each other. But then the fathers can lead their sons through the School of Manliness. And this book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?, it's designed for that too, for a father once a week or whatever to sit down after dinner and go and say, hey, what's going on in school today, son? And he goes, nothing. Well, what'd you do? I don't know. What'd you learn? You know, it's hard to get traction with a conversation. Yeah. But when you read one or two paragraphs of the book, or you're going through the 12 rule, the School of Manliness together, and you can track the progress, by the way, that father can see how the kid is doing. But if you go through that with them, you can have real conversation. The idea isn't even to get through with a section or to read a whole chapter of the book. It's just if you can just read three sentences, all of a sudden your son's talking, vital conversation. I don't know anybody else that's doing that. I imagine there exists, but I can't. I mean, I wish my dad had done that with me.
Wow. I love it. So you've heard us talk a few times, audience, about Bear's new book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? And I want to dive into that with him. But first, I do owe the audience an apology. It has been a month now since I shot the video that's intended to go on the Catholic Sports Radio official YouTube channel. And I know I made a reference to it on an episode shortly thereafter, but unfortunately, I am no further ahead with it today than I was then. I keep trying to find the time to edit it, but when you're a one-person operation, this unfortunately is how things go sometimes. So please show me a little grace, stay patient with me, and hopefully I'll get it done sooner than later. So Yes, really, it's just me doing all this on my own time. This isn't my full or even my part-time job. It's a ministry that I was called to, although my yes was not accompanied by deep thinking such as what kind of costs might there be and how will I cover those costs, being that I don't get any income from doing this show, nor do I have any sponsors. Fortunately, I have been blessed by some guests and some listeners that have made a financial gift to Catholic Sports Radio. Unfortunately, the darn bills keep coming in. My hope is that you're enjoying the show. It's helping your faith life. You appreciate the work that I'm doing. And to that end, I would ask you to prayerfully consider this ministry as part of your tithing to help me with all those darn bills that keep coming in. On the show website, CatholicSportsRadio.net, you can utilize the blue Donate to CSR button that you will see there. It's fast, it's easy, it's secure. And I like that you get to type in whatever amount you're comfortable giving, meaning there's not a list of predetermined amounts to have to choose from. For those that are a little hesitant about putting credit card information online, you can instead contact me for information on sending a check through the mail. Get in touch via social media or email me through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will write you back with the relevant details. I'm grateful for your considering Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing as I continue working to move more people closer to Christ. Bear, let's dig into your new book, which is called 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Give us an overview first, and then after that, I'm going to specifically dive into some of the book's chapters.
Well, isn't it a cool title, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
Yeah, indeed.
You know, because my wife and I, my wife's a cowgirl. She barrel raced and was a trick rider, you know. My wife and I, we also tandem surf together. I won my world titles in tandem surfing. That's where you lift a woman over your head in these different extreme lifts while you're surfing. So she's really a cowgirl. She's pretty, I call her TC, short for tough chick. But we were driving in our car going from Waikiki around Diamond Head, and this song came on the radio, and she said, "You're going to love this song." And she leaned over and turned it up, and it was Paula Cole, and she was singing, "Where's My John Wayne? Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?" Mm. And so I just thought that nails it on the head, because the cowboy, when I was a kid, all my heroes were cowboys. I read the Louis L'Amour Westerns, the great Western novelist. He wrote over 100 novels. And, you know, like I was being interviewed by Doug Tech a couple days ago, and he's going, "Yeah, I love those books." And Father Mitch Pacway as well, although he probably didn't get to read them in Aramaic or Greek or something, you know. But, you know, of course, when I'm in an interview with Father Mitch, he's got his cowboy hat walking into the dressing room. And the poor girl who has to take care of our makeup and stuff, can you imagine what his hair is like when he takes that cowboy hat off? But she does a great job. But, I mean, all my heroes were cowboys. And really, the more Westerns, I quote him in every chapter. I tried to reach out to them to get permission, you know, to use them. I didn't need to, but I did. And I got to talk with Kathleen L'Amour, and she said, "Yes, you can use those quotes," because in his books, those cowboys all lived by the cardinal virtues of justice, self-mastery, prudence, and fortitude. And as a young man, I like I said, my football coach, my dad, and Louis L'Amour, dude, and then just the men around me, they had great influence on me. So to go into that cowboy sense of what they call the cowboys, always refer to, well, that's the cowboy way, or that's not the cowboy way. And not that there's a certain sense of rules, but if I were to hone it down to one sentence, is that the cowboy always seeks to pursue the true good. And then if you would add John, that's Thomas Aquinas, by the way. If you added John Paul II, he says love is self-donation. So a cowboy wills the true good, pursues the true good, and will lay down his life if necessary to do that. And so for the cowboy, making a decision about what's the right, what to do or not to do, very simple for them. You know, they didn't hesitate. They were quick to make decisions. They weren't clever. They weren't conniving. But they walked in humility. They kept their word. They rode for the brand. You know, they stepped between the vulnerable and danger. And one of the things I really respect about Louis L'Amour, he really was one of the first authors to represent women as being strong. Hmm. My woman, my wife, she's strong, man. She's a captain of this boat, too, that we sail out here. But she is a lot like the Louis L'Amour women. She's like Mother Angelica. When I first met her, I said, "You remind me of Mother Angelica, because you're a spitfire, you're tough, but you're full of grace." But sometimes these women will find it. You know, I took out Christian Okoye, the great, they called him the Nigerian Nightmare, yeah. He's all-pro running back from Chiefs.
Yeah.
I took him out surfing. Dude, I want to tell you, that guy was vulnerable in the ocean because he was nothing but muscle. He could hardly raise his arms to paddle, and he was a sinker, as we say, in life-saving. So in that moment, this powerful man was vulnerable. So a powerful person, a woman, especially a woman who maybe a man, you know, I think about the women that find themselves pregnant. It's not like it's an accident. You know, they let that happen. But I talked to a woman once in Cleveland. We were riding motorcycles up there, and we were at a Christian rock festival. And she came up to Cindy and I, and she said, I've only told one other person this, but I had an abortion. And I just asked her, if there was a strong man in your life, whether it's your dad or an uncle or the man who was the father or of this child or a friend, would you have had the abortion? The answer was no. And I began to inquire more and more about that. It turns out that if there's a strong man in a woman's life who doesn't say these cowardly words, but instead cowboys up, who doesn't say these cowardly words, oh, whatever you do, I'll support you. That tells the woman right there, he's not going to be there for me. He wants me to abort this child. But a man will say, you have this child, I'll be with you all the way. And we'll, if you need to put this child up for adoption, or maybe I'll, you know, take care of the baby. If you know, that type of thing. I know men that have done that. We wouldn't have a problem with abortion. The second thing is cowboys back in the day. If you read Louis L'Amour, they didn't lust after women, and they did not. They would hardly kiss a woman before they were married. You know, so back when I was young, man, there wasn't sleeping together. But then when the pill came out, it was like all hell broke loose because men could say this horrible, cowardly thing to women. If you really loved me, you'd go to bed with me. And women began to acquiesce to that. And once that happened, Thomas Aquinas says his representative of what a feminine man is, a man who just seeks pleasure. You can't say to a woman, I love you, without saying I will be responsible for that love. John Paul II said love and responsibility. His first works. So women, if you're with a man that says, you know, I'll love you, let's live together for a while first, he's a coward and run. Just flat out run from him. You deserve a better man than that. And you have to wait. You focus on being a good woman, and you challenge your man to be a better man than that. If he wants to be, here's the thing. When I go to the college campuses now, I mean, I was on about six of them last week. One of the universities, a Catholic university, they tried to stop me because they saw the title of my book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? And three of the women professors tried to stop us, and they came and tried to, were up to something when I started to speak. But we need, when we go speak, the women will come up to us, even the young women of every age, and they'll say, you got to tell the men we need for them to be men again. And I told the men there, we had time with just the men sometimes, you need to ask these women out on dates, not just hang out with them, but say, you, I want to go with you for a cup of coffee. And then I said that to the mixed groups, because, you know, it wasn't even mixed. The women are over here, the guys are over there in different little subgroupings. When I said that, you could see the women just like, yeah. So I remember I was signing books, and this one cowboy came up to me. This is up in Montana. And it's a young man going to school there. And I go, hey, dude, that girl's kind of shadowing you. He goes, yeah, I wonder. I go, yeah. I said, well, you should ask her out. Well, I did ask her if she's going to the dance. And I go, that's not asking her out. You got to ask her out for a cup of coffee. So then he comes back to me. And now he's getting the book signed. And now she's on the other side of the table, kind of waiting to see if when he's done and going through the line, he'll see her over there. I said, you got to go ask her out. Now he goes, well, what should I say? Just go do it. And then he came back to me and says, I got a date with her. You know, so the word for young men, I think, is the same word as the angel said to Saint Joseph: "Do not be afraid to take Mary to you as your wife." So many young men are so scared of women taking advantage of them, but I would just say, don't take advantage of them. Don't be a coquettish high school girl that says, "If you don't put out, I'm not going to go out with you." Don't be that kind of, that sort of flirtatious sort of man that never really gets committed in love. Be the kind of man that says, let's go on a date, let's go on another date, let's go on another date. Hey, why don't we just date each other exclusively? And no, hey, let's not go to bed. And hey, why don't we get married? Why don't we raise a family? Those are the cowboys we need. We don't need cowards, we need cowboys.
Yeah, nicely said, very powerful. And by the way, we had a cowboy on this show last year in August of 2022, episode 187. Folks, if you never heard it, go back and listen to my conversation with Lance Mudd. In high school, he not only played football, but he won the boys' cutting horse contest. In college, he competed in rodeo events for McNeese State University. And after college, He was a steer wrestler at the professional level, and he was still active in team roping at the time that we did that interview. So there you go, and you're hearing it from Bear here. And I want to start out Chapter 1, Bear, of your book. Chapter 1 is titled, A Man's Got to Have a Creed and a Code to Live By. So clarify, are you telling the reader, here's the creed, the code I'm referring to, or are you giving some examples to stimulate thought? What's the approach there for the reader in Chapter 1?
I'm doing both. This book, 12 Rules for Manliness, is not a self-help book. It's a book about self-donation. It's a book about growing in virtue. It's a book that should inspire men to live by a creed and live by a code. So for me, a creed is a one or two sentence statement about how God made you, you as a unique man or unique woman. How did God make you? What, you know, when you were conceived, God the Father really became your father because he infused infused a spiritual, rational soul into you with unique gifts and callings and inclinations. And, you know, like you're factory loaded for a certain calling that God has for your life. And so discern not just, you know, that my creed is to love God and to get to heaven. Define it more uniquely. So for me, my personal creed is that the most radical quest a man can pursue is to abandon himself to the wild adventure of God's will. And when I think of that, I think, you know, I've run with the bulls, I've ridden motorcycles, I've skydived, private pilot, you know, all this stuff. It's because that's the way that God wired me, right? Ninja mm-hmm. black belt, sailing out here. That's just the way God wired me, you know, but everyone has their unique way God made them in their own unique dignity. And so, you know, my boyhood hero was Duke Kahanamoku, and he had a creed, and it was one word, aloha, which means ha, means breath. Aloha means to give breath, and what we, and that word basically just means to love. Mm. So people should take time. A man and a woman could sit down together. Some who have interviewed me, the men and the women who have interviewed me when they have a co-show, they have been working on their own personal creed, not our creed, but their each of their unique personal creeds.
Okay.
But then how you live out your life. I'm a Benedictine oblate. I try to live according to my station in life, the rules of Saint Benedict. And so in my book, I introduce 12 rules. There's many more, I'm sure, but 12 rules that a man can choose to live by that can become the code. So there's the creed, and then there's the rules you live by. Like one of my rules is, my wife gets in a flower almost every day. It's easy for me in Hawaii, right? Not every day, because I don't want it to be just a habit, but I'll pick a hibiscus for her or a plumeria. You know, what's cool about the hibiscus is it's a one-day flower. It blossoms in the morning and it dies at night. So that's like a man's love for a woman. I have to bring her a new hibiscus every day or bring her a plumeria. And the hibiscus doesn't have a fragrance, but the plumerias do. So she puts those in the water and it gives off a fragrance over several days. So just things like that. Like, do you open a car door for a woman every time? Like in Hawaii, you know, where we live, some of the areas, it's very crowded, dense. So I can't even open up a car door for my wife. But cruising through Montana, I got to open up the car door for maybe 100 times. So, yeah, little things like that. What rules do you live by? Do you coach your son's football team? Or I hate to say soccer, but even soccer. Do you coach baseball, basketball? You know, do you take your children to church? What are the rules you live by?
Nice. I want to jump ahead. Chapter 4 jumps out at me because it's called Be Dangerous, Make a Stand. And that sounds controversial, confrontational, and I'm sure I'm wrong. So explain what you're teaching men in that chapter.
I don't think you're wrong.
No?
I don't think you're wrong. To some degree, I mean, who's the most dangerous man you know? I know personally a very dangerous man. His name is Jesus Christ. And the most dangerous prayer that a man can pray, he taught his disciples to pray it. He said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then he said this very dangerous word, thy kingdom come. That's an invasion. That's Jesus saying, I'm taking out the prince of darkness. And then he said it, and the way you do that is thy will be done. So wherever God's will is being done, that's the kingdom. And we know God's will. Another word for God's will is love. The Bible doesn't say, for God so loved the world that he felt all warm and gushy. He did something. And so Jesus was dangerous when he told his men, you know, if someone hits you on the cheek, turn to them your other. I mean, it's like kind of looking at the guy and going, is that all you got? But if it came down to it, if it pushed things to shove, he told his disciples, I want you to go out two by two, but if you don't have a sword, get one. So men need to be able and willing to physically fight and protect their family, their kuleana, their ohana, the people that God's given them protection over. But more than that, a man needs to make a stand morally. I mean, I was out on the golf course the other day, and I'm a really bad golfer, so that tells you I'm not a liar. But my son and two of his friends, and then another young man asked to join us, and we said yes. And he began to say derogatory things about women. And then at one point, and I was getting ready for my response because it's 18 holes. At one point, it was Jesus Christ's name in vain. And I pointed my golf club at him. And I just said, Jesus Christ, the only name by which a man can be saved. Mm. So we don't need the nice guys. We need the good men. You know what? I'm going to tell you something that might get me kicked off EWTN. But I would say there might be a dozen times a year when I cuss. It might be when I never cussed until I stepped on a Lego when I had my first baby. But I mean, a good man might cuss, okay? A good man just might cuss. I refrain from it, but sometimes, you know, when you hit the hammer and you hit your finger with a hammer, you know what I mean? Yeah. A nice guy wouldn't cuss. A nice guy's a pushover. He's passive. He's Homer Simpson backing into the bush. He's Homer Simpson's neighbor, Ned Flanders. He doesn't rock the boat. Mm-hmm. A good man will. And it's not to be confrontational for the sake of being macho. It's a vital role of a good man to stand up and be counted so to guide vital truths by people's mental roadblocks. And nothing's more refreshing. I remember I was also in golfing again. We were in a tournament, and there was these two young that we were the two golf carts, right? Two guys in these carts, and these two guys in their 30s were golfing with us, and they were playing gangster rap, and it was so diabolical and foul about women. And at one point I just said, do you think listening to that fractures your soul? Do you think that's good for your soul? I just asked them it like that. No, it's just music, you know. But a month later they came to me and they sought me out and they go, you're right, we shouldn't listen to that kind of music. We don't listen, and we love rap, but we won't listen to it when it's like that. So are we willing just to make a stand for Jesus? There's 100 opportunities. You know, when I was at the airport and there's a man speaking, using foul language, I've gone up and tapped him on the shoulder, go, excuse me, but there's a lady present, and I know you're a better man than that. Mm. So I'm not putting him down. I'm telling him to be better, to be the man he really knows that he is.
That's great. And we do need more of that. And folks, that's why Bear wrote this new book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? And before we run out of time here, Bear, I want to ask you about one more chapter in your new book, because, wow, we're hearing it already. This is so, so important. Such a needed lesson that cannot be talked about enough. Chapter 11. Okay, let me pause so people can make their bankruptcy jokes. Chapter 11 is called How a Man Treats a Woman Defines Him. So, Bear, before we close, do please make sure that we end with a powerful message, because I'm sure that what you share in that chapter of your new book is quite impactful.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it other than just those words, though, Bruce. Those words alone, just how a man treats a woman, any woman, defines him, whether it's his mother, his sisters. But how about the woman that he hasn't even met yet that's going to be his wife? Mm. And how about the woman that he's looking at when he's looking at pornography? You know, John Paul II said the problem with pornography is not that it shows too much of a woman, it's that it shows too little. You don't see her spirit. You don't see the imago Dei of God. And so one of the areas that every man has to battle, has to win, because Satan's on the attack, tearing down men by tearing through the denigration of a woman. What can be a more shameful thing for a man to fall into than into that trap? So I guess I'm focusing on that for the moment. But men, you have to win that battle. When I ride my motorcycle and we're riding in a pack and a big semi truck's passing us on the left, I can't dare to look to my left to make sure I'm okay, because as soon as I look that way, my motorcycle starts turning that way. Where your focus is where your heart is. And the word for sin is an archer's term. It means to miss the mark. That's both in the Hebrew and in the Greek. So men, how you treat a woman, especially, you know, when we were doing Long Ride Home and we were in Houston, we were carrying the cross, you know, riding on motorcycles, but so we're all in our biker jackets. and we're carrying the cross where there's three brothels, and we're praying the rosary. And it breaks my heart because I saw one woman look out through the window and wave at us, and I saw her pulled back in. Dude, if you're looking at pornography, you're viewing women that are in bondage of one form of another. So be a better man than that. Fight that battle. You got to win it, because every virtue is a battle in the mind. It's the catechism teaches us. That's where the war is. And so going back to a man being dangerous, you're warring against principalities and powers. You have to be able to be a spiritual warrior. That means if you sin, you go to confession and receive the forgiveness and the grace. You receive the Eucharist. You pray the rosary when you're feeling attacked. When we're out on long ride home, people say, well, do you guys ever come under a spiritual attack? And I go, never happened, because we're on the attack. You can't just be standing. As a man, you have to always be on the attack in this day and age. So men, the women need you to be pure. They need for you to be for them and not to use them. So I don't know, I'm going on and on, but just I really think that how a man treats a woman defines him.
Yeah, and I love your conviction. I love your passion. Such a powerful episode. My gosh, Bear, great to have you back on the show. Congratulations on your new book, 12 Rules for Manliness, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? God bless you and your wife, and enjoy that thing that's called relaxation.
Well, can I just say one more thing, Bruce? And that is, in Hawaii, we have a word, imua. It means strength. And even more than that, it means strength moving forward. And that's what you're doing in your ministry. And stop apologizing for not getting it all done, dude. We're all in over our head. Just keep the faith and keep moving forward. Imua. Imua.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. And folks, let's close this week's episode with our sportsman's prayer. Hopefully you all have it memorized by this time. Maybe you have the postcard that I have put up on social media before, and I do like going to this one as often as I can. So let's do it right now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is @CathSportsRadio on all those, C-A-T-H, @CathSportsRadio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.